Then after I made the jelly, found some wild grapes and went and picked some of them. Picked about 3 gallons of wild grapes. And I made some grape jelly.
Where were they from?
Huh?
Where are the grapes from?
Well, right on Father Mount's farm. But down the woods. But I guess they come in about August probably. And, but that was real slow. It took all day to 3 hours. And after that, this other fella told me he had plenty of grapes to give me some of them. So I got about 5 gallons of his grapes. And same as Bond Scuppernongs. And so.
What there? What you just said?
Scuppernong.
What's that?
That's a type grape. And that's what a lot of them call the wild grape, Scuppernongs. Bullishes.
What now?
Bullishes. A wild grape, a wild blue grape is a bullish. And a bronze one is a scuppernong. And I made some jelly out of them too. Had a big supply of jelly. And then after that, some people found that I might use a few pears, so they give me a bunch of pears.
A bunch?
I guess I put up 10 or 12 bushels of pears.
What's that you're drinking there?
Irish whiskey. Pretty good stuff. The water of life. Hardly ever tasted though.
Yeah, hardly. It's separate too from...
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a St. Patrick's Day. Part of Ireland. So. Might not never get there, just drink part of it. It's pretty good though.
What would you call this? This isn't on the interview, but I'd like to get your pronunciation.
That's not an interview, that's a beer.
Yeah.
A Michelob. Is that right?
Any other kinds you drink around here?
I'll drink my beer.
Any brands or
particular? Nah, I bought some... bought some Pearl in Tallahassee.
No.
It's pretty good.
Don't have to whisper.
That won't hurt.
Thank you, Jim.
But most of your beers around here would be Budweiser and Schlitz and Blue Ribbon. Not too many anymore. They used to sell Spearman Straight 8. That was a dime beer back a long time ago. But...
Any particular names for the local liquor?
Well, there ain't too much of it anymore. They had the moonshine. Some called it popsicle and stuff like that.
And what are some of the other names for it?
That's about all they were, moonshine, popsicle. But I guess the bootleggers own a lot of business now. They're going to pots.
Exactly.
But I believe there's so much of that coming in, probably hurting the tobacco market.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's many tons of getting everything. But. If they're smoking that, they don't need no new cigarette.
What do you call the building on the barn you keep corn in?
Huh?
Building on the barn you might keep corn in.
Oh, that'd be a crib.
Uh-huh. Mm. What did that look like?
Huh?
What did that look like, you know?
Well, a corn crib is usually a pretty well insulated building, not too much, because I used to keep it in the shuck. It didn't make any difference whether it was insulated or not, because the shuck would keep the corn. In fact, it needed a little air to breathe it and everything. Shuck corn is usually kept in a pretty big pile and be 8 or 10 foot deep. And a lot of commercial people just use a wire holder to hold them. Mm-hmm. Take the defense wire and pull them on. And that holds all the corn together like that.